Roller on the Barrel podcast, blah, 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 blah. If you listen to the last couple of people, you know how this goes. I'm just skipping this. Hey!
It's my favorite part, though.
Oh, hang on.
I love when I hear your voice.
It's the Roller on the Barrel podcast, talking to vintage baseball players from coast to coast, border to border. All right, that's it. Sitting down with all the vintage baseball players I can at Mugley's, the restaurant, bar, and lounge area in the Best Western Greenfield in the Salmon Palace, as it is now Salmon. I am now currently joined by the right fielder for the Bay City Independents from Michigan and in the first class championship bracket tomorrow. It's Alan Kid Garcia. Al, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How's it going?
It's going good.
You're looking handsome today, by the way. Look at hair slicked back. You ever see a Major League Baseball player when they're in their street clothes? This is what it reminds me of.
Really?
Yeah.
My headphones cover the hair accessory I have in my hair.
Oh, Jesus.
My wife makes fun of that all the time. She's not here. Screw her. I'm growing out the hair as long as I can do, because it could be the last time I could do that. I've seen things happening. Al, before we talk about the matches that you played in today, I want to get a feel about how you feel you played today.
I feel game one against Canton. Early in the game, I didn't feel like I was really on at all. I was just pushing the ball. I didn't do good. But end of the game, I felt a little bit better.
Well, you would.
I did. I felt a little bit better. Today's game overall for the Independents against them was a team effort all the way. There was no one person that really stood out. I do have to tip my cap to Little Train Johnson, though. Little Train has been – he's dropped a bunch of weight. He's fit. He's focused. My only issue with him, he's not drinking any beer.
Oh.
So that's my issues with him. But as far as my performance went today – I didn't make any drastic errors in right field on the hill, gravel pit, railroad track. I feel good about that. But hitting wise, performance wise, I came through in the end with a hit to knock the run in. But other than that, I didn't do nothing.
Well, you brought it up before I forget. You played in right field. Did you notice any different strategies because of the rule change out there?
I felt I could creep in closer to the path. That was about it.
Did you run across any lefty power hitters that obviously changed their thought process?
Is it Moneymaker from Canton? Lefty on that team? Is that his name?
Moneymaker. I think you always call him Moneymaker.
What's his real name?
He's a poker player.
What's his name again?
Meal Ticket.
Meal Ticket. Moneymaker, Meal Ticket, same thing.
Absolutely not.
He's the only left-handed stick in that lineup.
Yeah.
So I know at the level I'm at, when they're playing at Carroll Park, I might as well play on the other side of the fence.
Sure.
But here, the ball is in an upward trajectory still as it's coming to me, and it's going to hit me in the teeth, you know. So he's the only one that I was really worried about. And if it went past me, it's going to be a foul ball.
Okay, so not much.
I'm sorry, Meal Ticket. I'm never going to forget your name now, I promise.
That's not true.
Moneymaker.
In your second game, I just had who did I just talk to? Tom LaRue. Just talked to Tom LaRue, so we know that the Canton game went back and forth and won it in the last inning and all that stuff. Tell me how that match against the Lottie Dawes went, the second match of the day.
We didn't hit the ground running whatsoever on that early on. And I think my frustration lies in like a lot of the balls being taken. There's a lot of take, even on some really, really good pitches.
So, can we talk about that for a second?
This is coming after getting back from Gettysburg, where it was the first ball that's taken, you get the warning.
And
that game is quick. That game seems to go really fast. We didn't run into a time limit. We played the full nine. I don't know if that's something that
I have seen today, a ton of pitches being taken, and it's driving me crazy. I know, I'm going to get letters, whatever.
They can't deny it. What are they going to do? You must be imagining this, I guess.
Everybody, I mean, let's face it. You go up there to the plate. If you're a skilled hitter, you have an idea of what you want to do, where you want to go with the ball, and all you need is the ball to be thrown in that one place to carry out that master plan, and you wait for it.
But that's true. That's true. My frustration is we just don't have any patience. We have to be one of the teams that takes the least amount of pitches. There's no doubt about it. How many times we get in from a half an inning, I'm like, take a couple. And four pitches later, we're back out in the field. It's like, boom. you know this is
what
I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Kitt and I had this conversation where just we have to get more patient. We just have to. But at the same time, we'd have to call ourselves out then. Today I had one at bat where I think it went maybe six or seven because it was a younger guy on the la-di-das. I think his name's Adam was throwing, I think. And there was a lot of outside pitches that I just, mm-hmm. they weren't in the zone. There was no way I could go for them, even if I wanted to. So I don't like long at bats. Let's play. This is
the longer they at bat, the more I think.
It's like a pinball.
I don't want to think.
You know, I've described this before. It's a pinball machine. You know what that's like? It's like not having enough muscle to get the ball out of the to get it into play. That's essentially what it is.
Yeah. So I'm gonna. Thanks for joining me. You're my friend. I love you.
Right back at you.
We're going to get some predictions out of you. Everybody's making predictions. You're not allowed to just say I don't know, but I don't have to worry about that with you. Third class championship tomorrow. You got the La-di-das, you got the Nationals, you got the Columbus Capitals, and the Monitors of Chelsea. Who do you got coming out of third class?
Columbus.
Well, that didn't take long. Second, Tom thinks that we're angry.
Ooh.
At what happened with Saginaw. That we're coming tomorrow angry because of the complete beatdown we received at the hands of Saginaw. We're not angry about that. That's not the right emotion.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not bad. It's how can you be angry when all they did was pelt the wall in left field? What are you supposed to do?
You play the game to play the game. You know, you're not gonna, if you did that to them, you wouldn't be. Would you expect them to be? Oh, they might be.
I don't know. Some people get mad when they lose. I'm okay. Yeah. Second class championship. Kent Corn Shuckers, Rockford Rogues, Droverton Black Flags, and the Walker Wheels Tavern.
Yeah, Corn Shuckers.
Kent Corn Shuckers. It's hard to bet against that. And then I ask you, in the first class championship, you have to pretend you're in a world where Bay City's not in it. And it's a three-team round robin. It's Flat Rock, Saginaw, and the Ganymedes of Oregon, Illinois. Who do you got?
I wish I knew more about the Ganymedes. I guess I don't know.
You know, they've been here. Has Bay City not played them?
I think we have.
Once they hit from 1 to 13, there's a scouting report. I just had their manager.
There's a scouting report?
I just had their manager on the show. And he said they got 13 guys and they all hit. Good luck. Okay. He didn't say good luck. I threw that in myself. So you got.
I can't choose us?
Well, no, because it would be assumed that you would choose you.
Okay.
So obviously you're choosing Bay City. But if you had to choose somebody else.
Well, after what Saginaw did, yes, to you guys, I have to go lean towards that. They seem to be kicking on all cylinders.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
Either that or we're just really bad. I guess we're going to find out in the third class championship tomorrow. So.
I'd have to go. I'll go Saginaw. I'll go Saginaw.
Well.
I don't know enough about the Ganymedes, I guess. So.
And maybe you'll find out tomorrow that would be the championship match. So I'll run and do some scouting for you tomorrow, and I'll give you that information.
I'll get my wristband out with a little flippy thing on it.
Where does this guy hit it? And then that's when you say, hey, last time up, he hit it to right center field, and then he goes down the left field line. So that stuff never works out. But
I need to bring something up with you before we wrap this up.
Sure, go ahead.
What's your take on white cleats?
Okay. I don't have a problem having this conversation.
No, I don't either.
Okay, so are we talking about Rudy Fris?
I'm just kind of, yeah, come on. I'm throwing,
okay.
I'm throwing out there. Yeah. I just know that in the past, that has been a sticking point. They used to send out a little form that we had to have our shoes blacked out and this and this and this and this. Did he get any talkings to from the, or is this a new trend that we can now have? I don't know. I'm saying this all tongue in cheek. So if Rudy hears this, I want him to be laughing at this.
We've had this conversation because things have happened on social media over the white shoes. Not this weekend. This is not the first time these pair of shoes have come out. The first time these pair of shoes came out, and it was an issue, was at Ohio Cup 2 years ago. Somebody that was playing with Columbus showed up and didn't have their cleats. So Rudy gave that guy his black cleats, and said, I'll just wear the white ones that are in my car. And they're not, they're the rubber bottom. He's got steel and he's got rubber, like most
this
people
is why,
do.
This is why I'm saying this very tongue in cheek.
Right. Oh, no, absolutely.
This is not a serious thing whatsoever.
So he wore the white. And then he got his picture taken and put on the cover of a magazine. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I did not. What is this?
I don't, off the top of my head, I don't remember the magazine, but I'll send it to you. So when that magazine cover came out and he's sitting there pitching with his white shoes on, people lost their collective minds. And
what was said? I
about what
that.
A terrible representation of vintage baseball it was and everything. And then you had some of your historians that know things. They started posting pictures of players in the 1860s wearing white cleats.
Really?
Okay. So it is. It's been confirmed to be a thing.
Okay.
I don't know if everyone can just start wearing white cleats. I don't know.
But, I love Rudy. Those guys are awesome.
Rudy did get the okay on that ahead of time, and there you go. It's historically accurate.
You know me. I'm just trying to drum up controversy.
I know. I appreciate it. But like, you didn't know it was a thing.
No, I didn't know it was a thing. Which I've been meaning to ask you. We recorded the first version of your podcast here. Did I say too much on that one?
No, absolutely not. I can also tell you what happened with that. So the viewers don't know, but I recorded an episode with Kid Garcia. He was actually my first guest. And it was a practice run. I tried some different things. It went a little long, so I knew from that episode, I knew I wanted to stick to an hour format. We went way over an hour. But that was back in the time when I wasn't the producer of the show. I was just the talent. So I don't actually have that episode.
What the hell happened to it?
Rudy Frias has that episode.
It disappeared.
So we can... I'm going to have to edit it, and I'm going to have to take some things out because
why?
We did, look,
I'm teasing.
We did this one segment where it was you and the woman in your life. And
which one was it at that time?
I think it's still the same woman that's
think,
in your life.
I don't think it is.
Okay. So that's getting cut, and we're going to have a discussion off the air here in a second, but... I thought having wives and girlfriends and thing would be an interesting segment on the show. Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
Mm-mm.
So I never did it.
Good.
If you listen, there's only one episode in my archives, Podbean, that the better half is in an episode with somebody, and that is the Bollingers, but they both play vintage baseball. And it was a Valentine's Day episode.
Are you concerned the cancel culture is going to come after you for not having women on your show as much?
No,
as
No, I have women. Just not wives. I have women vintage baseball players on the show. I've had like three episodes. So, no, cancel culture can't touch me because I don't care enough. And I don't have a boss. I can't get fired. And I'm willing to interview all the women that want to be interviewed.
Yes, me too. Me too, by the way.
But I don't want to interview your girlfriend.
That's good because I don't have
a girlfriend. I'm not saying you.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Specifically, I'm saying out there in vintage world.
Okay. Right.
I'm just, unless they have some involvement.
I was always wondering it wasn't good or if it, you know.
No, I wanted to go back. The plan was I wasn't ever going to release that until I got far enough away from it. To see, hey, look what it sounded like first episode compared to what it sounds like now.
Well, the other thing is, the environment that I'm in when we recorded that one is like my home studio where it's...
Well, that's a way...
Some other things happen in there that are just not exactly...
I've never had that kind of environment since, so that probably is the best sounding episode I've ever had. But content-wise, it's probably a lot better now compared to what I was doing. Early. I would hope I got better.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't get better, then I'll shut it down. Shut it down. Yeah. So, Rudy, I know you're listening to this episode, 15 Minutes with the Kid. Let's pull out that episode and edit it down to the format that I currently abide by, and we'll release it and see how bad I was in the beginning. It'll be great.
I don't think it was bad, but we hang it, we hung out and stuff before, so we were good.
I mean, there was drinking. I can't. I only photos. Speak I for myself.
Pictures.
I don't know.
I have pictures from us doing that.
Oh my God! I don't know. Okay, we're gonna get together in on that, and if for some reason that episode is lost and in the ether, we'll just redo it, do another one.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely, man. Good to hear you.
Bye. I love you.
Bye.